ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 11, Lord Krishna's Entrance into Dwarka, Text Number 21. Bhagavam Statra Bandhunam Puranam Anuvartinam Yata Vidyo Pasangam Ya
Yata
Vidyo Pasangam Ya Sarvesham Manam Adade Bhagavam Statra Bandhunam Poranam Anuvartinam Yata Vidhi Upasangamya Sarvesham Manam Adade Bhagavam Statra Bandhunam Purusham Anuvartinam Yata Vidhi Upasangamya Sarvesham Manam Adate Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, the Personality of Godhead.
Sri Krishna, the Personality of Godhead.
Tatra, in that place.
In that place.
Bandhunam, of the friends.
Of the friends.
Puranam,
Puranam,
of the citizens.
Of the citizens.
Anuvartinam,
Anuvartinam,
those who approached him to receive and welcome. Yata vidhi, as it behoves, upasangamya, going nearer, sarvesham,
for each and every one,
manam, honor and respect, adade, offered. Translation: Lord Krishna, the Personality of Godhead, approached them and offered due honor and respect.
to each and every one of the friends, relatives, citizens, and all others who came to receive and welcome him. Please repeat, Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead,
approached them
and offered due honor and respect.
And offered due honor and respect
to each and every one, of the friends,
relatives,
citizens, and all others, who came to receive, and welcome him. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord, the Supreme Lord, personality of Godhead, is neither impersonal nor an inert object unable to reciprocate the feelings of his devotees. Here the word yatavidhi, or just as it behooves, is significant. He reciprocates just as it behooves with his different types of admirers and devotees. Of course, the pure devotees are of one type only because they have no other object for service. But the Lord, and therefore the Lord also reciprocates with such pure devotees, just as it behooves. Namely, he is always attentive to all the matters of his pure devotees. There are others who designate him as impersonal, and so the Lord also does not take any personal interest. He satisfies everyone in terms of one's development of spiritual consciousness. And a sample of such reciprocation is exhibited here with his different welcomers. Om Omagyana Timurandasya Janjana Shalakaya Chaksurunyitanina Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Vancha Kaupatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhayavata Patitanam Pavane Vyo Vaishnavi Vyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadata Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we're hearing about how the citizens of Dwarka received Lord Krishna in Dwarka Puri. Who's going to translate? We're hearing about how Lord Krishna is received in Dwarka. So many people came to welcome Krishna. We heard all Krishna's relatives, his different children, grandchildren. And then even the prostitutes of Dwarka. We heard also yesterday about different singers, different artists performing to welcome Krishna. So it's described here, Lord Krishna reciprocates with everyone according to how they relate to him. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Yeyata mam prapadyante tam spataiva bhajamyaham mam avartman vartante manushya partha sarvasha. That as they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly.
So different people surrender unto Krishna in different proportions. Some people reject Krishna. They are atheists. They don't recognize Krishna as God. So, Krishna says, Naham prakasha sarvatma yoga maya samaprita mudo yamna bijanati lokamama ajamavyayam. Says, I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. For them I am covered by my eternal creative potency, yoga maya. And here Srila Prabhupada says, for the impersonalist, then they consider Krishna to be another manifestation of the impersonal Brahman. They don't take any personal interest in Krishna. Because they're thinking, I am Krishna, Krishna is Brahman, I'm also Brahman, so Krishna is not different from me. They think everything is Brahman. So they don't give any personal respect for Krishna. So Krishna doesn't give any personal respect for them. But then there are the pure devotees who worship Krishna with love. So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarva dharmam parigashna mamikam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papevyo mokshaya shani masajaha, that give up all forms of religion and surrender unto me. And then Krishna says, I will protect you from all sinful reactions, do not fear. So when we surrender fully to Krishna, then Krishna gives full protection. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna describes how he reciprocates with his pure devotees. Ananyas chintayanto mam te gyan paryupasate tesham nitya viyoktanam yogakshema vahamya. Krishna says, for one who meditates on my transcendental form and worships me with love, then for them I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. And so if we're worried that we have something, we think maybe I will lose this if I surrender to Krishna. But Krishna says, no, don't worry, whatever you have, I will maintain. We may feel we're lacking something, we don't have enough to really surrender to Krishna. But Krishna says, don't worry. Whatever you lack, I will provide for you.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this the famous story about the one man, one Brahmana man, who was reading the Bhagavad Gita, and he was reading this verse, Yoga Kshema Vahamyam. Krishna says, I carry what you like, I preserve what you have. So the man was thinking, couldn't be Krishna who the person. Krishna wouldn't come and preserve. Krishna wouldn't do it for us. Must be he would send somebody else. He would arrange some. I don't think Krishna could do it. So the aham, where Krishna says I, he changed that, he crossed that word out and he put some other word. And then he went out to go to the market. Oh, he was a Brahmana, he went out to do some begging. So while he was away, then the knock came at the door and there was two young boys carrying a big basket of so many groceries. And the two boys were saying, your husband told us to bring this for you. So the wife of the Brahmana was surprised. She thought, oh, so many things. My husband has sent so much food for us. So then she asked the two boys to come in and she wanted to feed them, she wanted to give them some reward for bringing all the things for them. But the two boys said, no, we want to go quick, we have to go quick, we want to go before your husband comes. And they said, your husband beat us. Your husband had beaten us with a stick. And the wife was surprised that, oh, my husband wouldn't do this. He's not an angry person. He's a good man. But the two boys said, no, look at the marks on our body. Your husband did this to us. So the woman was very surprised, she was shocked, she did not think her husband could do this to such nice young boys. And so she let the two boys go. And then she waited when her husband came. Then her husband, she said to her husband, why did you beat those two boys? And her husband said, what two boys? What are you talking about? She said, the two boys that brought all these groceries, bought all the food for us. So her husband was surprised, he didn't know anything about this. And she said, yeah, one was the blackish color, one was the white color. And they showed me the marks on their body. They said, you beat them. And the husband didn't know anything about this. And so then he was remembering how he had read this verse in the Bhagavad Gita. Where Krishna says, I carry what you lack and I preserve what you have. And he remembered he had crossed out the aham, he had crossed out this I, and he had put another word. So this I, this aham, this meaning Krishna himself, he crossed this out. So this was like beating Krishna's body. Because the name, this I, this aham, represents Krishna. So Krishna was proving, Krishna came to prove to this Brahmana that he personally takes care of his devotee.
Now
He doesn't let others do it. He personally takes care of his devotees. So Krishna has this relationship with his devotees. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes the great devotees. It says, Mahatmanas tumam partha daivim prakriti mashrita bhajanti ananya manaso gyatva bhutadim avyanyam. That those great souls are under the protection of the divine energy. They are fully engaged in devotional service. Bhajanti ananya manaso gyatva bhutadim avyayam. And they know only Krishna as the Supreme Lord. They do not know anything else but Krishna and Krishna's service. So when one is completely surrendered to Krishna, then Krishna reciprocates. Krishna is fully in the service of that devotee. We see many examples how the devotees are protected and how they're maintained by Krishna. Prabhupada went to America with no money and did not know any people. But Krishna sent him everything, money, people, everything to help him. Because he was surrendered to Krishna's will. Gaur Govinda Maharaj, one Prabhupada disciple, Gaur Govinda Swami, he went to Bhubaneswar. And Krishna sent him people to help him build a temple. You can see in Burma, Srivas Pandit went to Burma, preaching in Burma. Krishna gave him money, gave him help, people to help him. Like there's so many examples, even in the modern time, we can see how Krishna reciprocates with the devotee. So Krishna is Bhakta Vatsala. He is controlled by devotion. Krishna is only interested in devotion. He does not want anything, does not want our offerings, he does not want our money, he does not want our fruit or our prasadams. He wants our devotion. One time Krishna went to Hastinapur to see Dhritarashtra, and Duryodhana, Dhritarashtra's son, had prepared a big meal for Krishna. He had prepared all the best food with the best ghee. But Krishna would not eat. Krishna didn't want his food. But when he met Vidura, Vidura asked Krishna to come to his house. And Vidura, he only had some bananas at home. And so he was so excited that Krishna is coming to his home that he offered Krishna the banana skins instead of the bananas. But Krishna accepted. Because Krishna is attracted by the love in which the offering is made. So even you may cook very nice, but if there's no devotion, Krishna won't eat. You may build a very nice temple, you may build a very big opulent temple, but if there's no devotion, Krishna won't be pleased to be there. If we think that the absolute truth is impersonal, and we think that Krishna is also the Brahman, then Krishna will reveal everything in an impersonal manner. If we don't have interest in Krishna, Krishna won't take interest in us. It is natural. That is natural. Somebody does not like you, you're not going to take much interest in them. If somebody is bringing you gifts and you just smack their hand every time, if somebody brings you a present and then you just hit them, then after some time, then you will not bring anymore. So in the same way, some different people relate to Krishna in different ways. But we can see that the people in Dwarka, most of it seems, at least most of them, they're devotees. And they have, they're offering Krishna so much honor and respect. And because they understand Krishna's actual position. Just like one time in India, when they opened the temple in Hyderabad. So Prabhupada came to open the temple. And the devotees there, they had brought some of the brahmanas from another temple in South India. And they brought these brahmanas, so they were actually from the Ramanuja Sampradaya. And they brought these brahmanas to do the installation for the deities. And the brahmanas also made nice offerings for Prabhupada. They were reciting so many nice verses praising Prabhupada. Yeah, they were chanting so many different Sanskrit slokas honoring the pure devotee. So Prabhupada appreciated so much. Just like Sripad Maharaj, the one, the spiritual master of some of the devotees at Siak Pankek. Sripad.
Sripad Maharaj, Guru Kong.
His name is Bhakti Swarup Damodara Maharaj. So when he would go to Bali, then the Balinese devotees would make a nice reception for him. Yeah. According to the Vedic tradition. Yeah, this is all culture. Yeah. They're trying to develop this in Mayapur. They're trying to receive the devotees when they come to Mayapur. We want to welcome people according to the Vaishnava etiquette. Okay. So we have to understand how to attract, how to please Krishna. And Krishna says that the one thing which attracts him is devotion. But we don't just simply say only devotion, we speak of bhakti as being devotional service, that it is devotion with service. So Krishna is attracted where there is that the mood of service with devotion.
Krishna
If we have devotion and don't do service, that is not very good. And if we do service but without devotion, it is also not good. There must be that both the devotion must be devotional service. It should be service done with the proper mood, with the attitude of wanting to please Krishna. Devotional service is defined. The Anya Bilasita Sunyam Jnana Karma Janavritam Anuku Yena Krishna No Shilanam Bhaktiya Uttama. The devotional service must be without any desire for fruitive activity or mental speculation. It must be in relation to Krishna. And it must be favorable. Just like Kamsa, he is also thinking of Krishna. And he's constantly thinking of Krishna. But he's thinking to kill Krishna. So that mood is not favorable. So we have to think of Krishna constantly, serve him in a pleasing and a favorable manner. So we have to try to cultivate the right mood in our devotional service. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, for one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost to him. Nor is he ever lost to me. So this is a mood of pure devotion. You see everything in relation to Krishna. So Krishna reciprocates with that devotee. We have to develop this mood of seeing Krishna everywhere, seeing everything in relation to Krishna. We see the non-devotees and we see that they're also under the spell of Krishna's Maya. There's the impersonalists are thinking in the impersonal way. They cannot understand more than the impersonal. So Krishna reciprocates with them in an impersonal way. He does not treat them personally.
just like during Lord Chaitanya's time in Jagannath Puri. So sometimes people would come there who were sannyasis and who were, you know, renounced. They were renounced, they were sannyasis, and they were prominent, famous people. But if they were impersonalists, then Lord Chaitanya would not deal with them. Lord Chaitanya would just ignore them. Yeah, Lord Chaitanya wouldn't try to change their mind, to preach to them, to get them to change. Sometimes, some few souls got that mercy of Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya didn't make a point of going to all the impersonalists and trying to convert them. But sometimes to please his devotees, he would do. Just like when Lord Chaitanya went to Benares, he stayed in the home of two devotees, Tapana Mishra and Chandrasekhar. So these two devotees were feeling very sorry that the Mayavadi sannyasis were criticizing Lord Chaitanya. So it was arranged that Lord Chaitanya had an opportunity to meet with the Mayavadi sannyasis and give them Krishna consciousness. Because also when Lord Chaitanya went, what happened was one Brahmana was invited all the sannyasis in Benares to come to his home. So all the Mayavadi sannyasis were sitting in the man's house and Lord Chaitanya came there. So Lord Chaitanya washed his feet, first of all. And then he sat in the doorway of the house. So then the head of the Mayavadi sannyasis, he saw Lord Chaitanya sitting there. And he went to ask Lord Chaitanya to please come inside. So because he did some service for Lord Chaitanya, so he got blessings from Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya gave him Krishna consciousness. So if an impersonalist gives some service, then we can encourage them in Krishna consciousness. But we don't make a point of going and arguing with them. We just give them the holy name. give them prasada. Okay, any question? Well, we try to engage them in service. We have to the Panchatattva distributed Krishna consciousness without considering who is qualified and who is unqualified. When we're distributing Krishna consciousness, you have to give it without distinction, without, you can give to everyone. This is the method. Lord Chaitanya, the Panchatattva, they did not consider who is qualified and who is unqualified. Of course, for preaching, we want to find people who are submissive. If they don't want to hear, then we can't preach to them. But if they're willing to hear, then we can talk to them. But if they just want to argue, then we don't waste their time. We have to find people who are willing, want to hear, who are willing to hear. Yeah, we could think, oh, everybody's an impersonalist, so I won't preach. Everybody's so fallen, there's no point to preach. How will they ever improve if we don't go and preach? Yeah, we can always make so many objections, we can give so many reasons why we shouldn't go to preach. Just like when Prabhupada went to America, people would know better. Well, most people, they don't even know what is impersonalism. They have no idea what impersonalism is. They're simply interested in sense gratification. They just simply want, interested to solve the basic economic problems. Just want to have their food, to have their home. And they have no higher thought. They don't think of anything higher. We just simply want material life. But we have to encourage them that there's something more than material life. And we have to encourage them to think more about the future life. I heard Prabhupada said that some parts of the world the people are too poor to be Krishna conscious. So if people have to solve the economic problem to some extent, they have to be able to, at least, you know, they have to be able to provide enough for their maintenance. But the thing is, people will never have enough. The more they have, they will still not be enough. They will still want more. They want to get more. They get one home. They want a bigger home. They get some money. They want more money. That's difficult for people to balance their material life and their spiritual life. We see Kolaveka Sridhar, he was a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya. There was one devotee of Lord Chaitanya, his name was Kolaveka Sridhar. So he was very poor, he had no wealth. He lived very simply. But he was a great devotee. And Lord Chaitanya wanted to give him benediction, said, whatever you want, you can ask from me. But Sridhar said, okay, I want the benediction that I can continue to go on as I am doing. He said, whatever money I get, whatever little money I get from selling my banana tree, my banana leaves and my banana flowers, he says, I use 50% to worship Mother Ganga. So, Kolaveka Sridhar said, I just want to continue doing that. The bird is living in the tree. He has his little nest in the tree. The bird has a nest in the tree. And the king is living in his palace. So everyone is suffering and enjoying according to their karma. So he said, just let me continue as I'm doing.
ได้ทำถึงนิดนึงก็ลงที
So this is a mood of pure devotion. Surrender to Krishna. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.